Okay, let's get started with Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Zayin, where we have an exciting perek discussing the various chataim and the issue of bitachon. We have some famous psukim in the parsha, and then we have the second half of the last part of the perek, which talks about the isser of chilul Shabbos, as we will get to. Says the Navi in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Chatas Yehuda Ksuva Beit Barzel, Bitziporen Shamir. The sin of Yehuda, the sin of the Jews, has been written in a permanent marker, so to speak. Bitziporen Shamir, it's been engraved. Harusha Aluach Libam, it's plowed onto their hearts. Ulakarnos Mizbech Hoseichem, unto the chronos of the idol worshiper altars. Again, with Yirmiyahu was saying, it's permanent. It's become part of them. It's so hard to get rid of. That's what we saw in the last parak also, that it's become part of them and it's hard to get rid of. Right? It's like, Rashi says, obviously, it's a mashal. It's a mashal that it's chakuka and it's so hard. But again, this is the opposite of what Am Yisrael is supposed to be. What's chakuk in our neshamas, right? We have the pintel yid. We have the spark of Yadus, the Tzelem Elokim, and we've, in that time period, we've changed it, so to speak. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Gerushin, a famous Rambam, in the end of the second parak, where somebody is obligated to give a get to his wife, and he's not listening. Bezdin is allowed to wound him and fight him until he says, beat him up, until he says, Rotsani. Again, not in every context and society. We're not talking about that Lamaisa right now, but at least the Rambam quotes, in a time when we have a Bezdin and we have control of the society, the Rambam says, why is that allowed? Isn't that a problem of get meusa, a forced get? A husband has to give a get willingly. Says the Rambam, el valmisha tukfo yitzro hara, levatel mitzvah, olazo zavera, vuhukad sha'asa davar shachayav lasoso, oachin esrachik mi davar sha'asa lasoso, ein ze onas bimenu, elohu onas atzvo betaito hara. Deep down, every Jew wants to do what the halacha says. Deep down, every Jew wants to help his striving to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that our Yetzer Hara is the Sarsha Be'isa. That's what's holding us back. So when Besdin removes the Yetzer Hara, so then we're able to naturally do what we want. And that's what Yirmiyahu is saying here, that in some ways, right, we've rejected that. We've rejected that purity that we have at root. And the sin has become Ksuva Beis Barzel. That's what's on our heart. And that's what makes it so pernicious, because it's really part of us. Kizchor B'neihem Mizbechosam. When we remember our children, Mizbechos. That's what we think. We're just like our children are beloved to us, so too are Mizbechos for Avodah Zarah are beloved to us. Va'ashereyem kol aleitz ranan, and all the Asherah trees. Va'al gavos ha'gavahos, on the high mountains, right? It's all something that has become connected to us, and we love it. Right? The Gemara, the Sanhedrin, discusses that the Daf Sama Gimel, that originally, at least according to one Chazal, originally we didn't do Avodah Zarah, L'shem Avodah Zarah. We did Avodah Zarah because we wanted to do other Averis. And it's hard to do other Averis if I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I know that he's upset at that. So I kind of like throw that away in order to be able to do other Averis. The language of the Gemara is, Sama Gimel Amabez in Sanhedrin, Yodin HaYisro Avodah Zkochavim, Shein Bohem Mamish, V'lo Avdu Avodah Zkochavim, Elo Lahatir Lahem Arayos Befarhesya. I want to be violate Arias, but I can't do that if I know it's Aser. So if I get rid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, right, Avodah Zarah, then I can do whatever I want. So based on that, the Gemara asks from our Pasuk, Masiv Rav Sharshia, Kizchor B'nei Mizbechosam, don't you see though that the Avodah Zarah was beloved to them? Amar Rav Elazar, Ka'adam Sheish Lo Gaguin Albano, answer, Basar Da'aviku Bey. Once they started originally, they weren't interested in Avodah Zarah, but once you do something, once you get into it, so then you could convince yourself. And you could say, oh, I love it, it's great, it's amazing, even though originally the way I got into there was, so to speak, Shelo Lishma. But that's what Yirmiyahu says, that the idols and the idol worship has become beloved. Harari Basada, Chelcha, Kolot Rosecha Levazetate, all of your wealth and all of your assets are going to be plundered. Bamosecha, bachatas, b'chol gvulecha, and everything will go up in smoke because of your sins. Vishamatata, you will have to be mishamet, leave it. Right? That reminds us of the language in the Torah of Shemot by the mitzvah of Shemitah. That's exactly, Rashi says, this is an onesh for Shemitah, for not keeping Shemitah. So that's why we will have to, you didn't let the land lie fallow, the land will lie fallow and you won't be there. Uvecha minachal ascha asher nasati lecha, from the nachala that I gave you. Right? The Rinas Yitzchak says, right, Shemitah is a din in the gavra and a din in the karka. So here you have the double lashon. Becha, mishamatata, Uvecha minachalascha. It's the land has to be let fallow. Right? That's it. The land has to be left. The din and the karka. And you will be punished and you will be sent out. Becha minachalascha shirasati lof. Avaticha esayvecha ba'aretz asher lo yadata. And I will be forced to go into a land that you never knew. Ki eish kadachtem ba'api ad olam tukad. Because there's a fire in me. What does that mean, there's a fire in me? There's this pretty scary medrash. The medrash says in Brachos Rabbah, Mem Dalid Chaf Aleph. It's in Parshas Lech Lecha, in the context of the Bris Ben Abasarim. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Arba Dvarim Heralo. There are four things that Hashem showed Avram Avinu. Right, based on the pasuk of Tanur, Ashan, Lapid, the four things he showed him were Gehenim, Malchios, which means Galus, Matan Torah, Ubeis HaMikdash. If your children, Avram, are Osek in two, Matan Torah and Beis HaMikdash, they'll be saved from the other two, Gehenim and Malchias. Hem nitzolim mishtayim, Pershu mishtayim, hem nidonim mishtayim. Amarle b'mata rotzeh, sheyerdu banecha begehenim o b'malchias. Avram, which one do you want? You want them to be going to Gehenim for their punishment, or to go to Sheba Malchias? Rebbe Chanina bar Papa Amar, Avram birelos Malchias. Avram chose Malchias. Avram chose Golas. And that's the Bris Ben Abasarim that we're going to go into Golas. That was the better of the two choices. So, suggest the Alshech HaKadosh on this Pasuk, that the Pasuk says we're going to go into Golas because there's a fire burning in me. Meaning, Mitzidi, I might have chosen the other Gehenna, but Avram Avinu chose Golas, and therefore, you are only, so to speak, in Golas. Ko'amar Hashem, and here we have Tachot and Emuna. Ko'amar Hashem, Arura Gevashi Yitzak Ba'adam. Cursed is the person that believes in a person. Meaning he only trusts in a person. V'sam basar zro'o. And he puts basar v'adam, as his strong arm. That's what we focus on. Hashem yasur libo. Cursed is the person that does that. V'haya ka'ar ba'aravab. Like a tree in the desert. V'lo yira ki yavo tov. They don't even realize that the good is coming. V'shachan chabirim ba'midbar. Eretz malecha v'lo teshev. They won't have a place to live. Meaning you'll be left all alone. Somebody doesn't believe. Kadosh Baruch Hu will leave them. And they won't believe. And the opposite. Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach B'Hashem V'Haya Hashem Miftacho. Blessed is the person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is his Miftach, a double Lashon. V'Haya Keitshasul Almayim, like a tree that's by the water. V'Al Yuval Yishalech Sharashav, and his roots stretch out very far. V'Lo Yirek Yavochom, he won't be scared if the heat, the blistering heat comes. V'Haya Leharanam, he'll just be happy and calm because he's right by the water. There'll be the source for him to connect to. Ubishnas batsores lo yidag, and even in a famine year he won't worry. V'lo yamish miasos peri, and he won't stop from producing fruit. A lot to talk about on these few psukim. The Malbim points out that there's a double lashon here at each time, right? Baruch hagever and v'hoy Hashem iftacho, just like the curse. Asher yiftach ba'adam v'sam basar zro'o. What's the double lashon? The Malbim says I can believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I could also believe in human beings that are going to carry it out. And I attribute some power and source of the power to the human beings. The double lashon is that I have to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and that he is involved in every little step of the way during the process of life also. Yesh haboteach ba'adam, u'bechol zma zeboteach b'Hashem. Some have a little of both, the Malbim says. V'huim yiftach shashem yoshio al yidei sarploni, sha'agam shaboteach ba'adam, ikar hazro v'akoch shlebitachon u'b'Hashem. Baruch hakever, asher lo levad sheyiftach b'Hashem, ki gam lo yashem miftacho. The double lashon. Ki haboteach b'Hashem sheyoshiuhu al yidei emtsoiyim tiviyim, Hagam sheyiftach b'Hashem, b'chol zeh ha'miftach shelo, haynu hadavar shadei yusak b'tchono, einu Hashem. It's got to be both. We have to think of Hashem in the general terms, and think of Hashem in the specific ways that it's going to happen. He is in control of all the tools that are going to be involved. The relationship of bitachon and emuna, and what exactly is bitachon, is a huge topic. Reb Chaim is quoted as saying, fascinating. Reb Chaim quoted the Avi Ezri. Reb Shach quotes this in Avi Ezri in Hilchas Shuva. He quotes from the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav asked his father, isn't it obvious that you have to believe? Isn't believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu somewhat logical? So what's the whole focus of the mitzvah of emuna? Me'ozu mitamin ha'iti mitpalei l'ma mechanem l'mitzvah zu emuna harei b'pshuto shezeu me'amus kolos harishonos. Emuna sounds like you have to believe, you don't understand it. But it's so obvious, it's so logical to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says there, the Grizi asked his father, Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim says, B'shev vadai, ad kama shesechel ha'adam ha'gaz hu muskal ve'ein ze emuna. up until the amount that you could understand, that's not called emuna. That's called yediyah. Avol chiyav emuna matchil mimakom shekala seichel ha'adam. Where yediyah stops, that's where emuna starts. Sheseichel ha'adam halo mugbal hu bezmanu b'makom. Our intellect, our mind, is finite. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lamala min hazman v'hamakom. So where yediyah ends, that's where emuna and bitachon starts. We're not being mechalik right now between emuna and bitachon, putting them together for our purposes. The Chazon Ish writes also, many familiar with this Chazon Ish in emuna and bitachon, that bitachon does not mean believing that everything is going to work out for the best. Everything's going to work out for the best, and we're going to see it work out for the best. That's not what emuna is. The Chazon Ish writes in the second parak of emuna and bitachon, Taos noshenes, this is an old mistake. Nis azrecha b'leiv rabim b'musak bitachon. Shem bitachon ha-meshamesh l'mida mehulala. V'ikarit b'piach hasidim. Nis tovei b'musak chova l'ha'amin. V'eino razu b'bitachon nechona. Shekoshlun is right to believe that everything is going to turn out tov. Ki petach yeh ha-tov. V'mistapek v'choshish al hefek ha-tov u'mechosu bitachon. No. Bitachon means, I believe it's all from Hashem. Aval inyan bitachon hu ha'imun she'ein mikre ba'olam. V'chol ha'naseh tachas ha'shemesh, ha'kol ba'achrozeh me'ito yisbarach. That's what bitachon is. That's barach ha'ger v'shitach b'Hashem. We don't understand a lot of things. The Sadek v'ralo, Rasha v'tovlo. But we believe Hashem is in charge. That's bitachon. Ubios pe'ula emuna al orkei ha'chayim hi'v'chol midos b'nei adam. Mi'v'nei v'chalfos v'chol. It continues. That's what we have to focus on and realize that is bitachon. That's what Yirmiyahu says, right? Blessed is the person who has that bitachon, even though this is all these tragedies are happening, to realize that it's all based on the actions of Am Yisrael, right? Our pasuk about the trees, the mashal of the tree, is actually quoted in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, at the end of the third parak. The Mishnah tells us, Hu haya omer, kol shechachmaso meruba mimasav l'mahu domeh. If somebody's chachma is greater than his actions, he's like a tree. Shanafav merubin v'sharasham muatin. Right? He has very little roots and a lot of branches, and the tree's going to fall over. Right? Like, and of course the pasuk about Orur. V'yikarar v'aravav lo yirek yavutov v'chulu. But if my maisim are meruba v'mechachma, it's like a tree that has strong roots and not so many branches. Shafilu kal rucho sheba olam ba'os v'noshos oso. Ein mezizun oso v'mkomo sheneemar. V'yikeit shasul almayim v'yuvay shalach sharashav are pasuk. So interesting, the Mishnah quotes it in the context of maisim and Chachma, and the context is about bitachon. Rabbi Lau in the Yachla Yisrael discusses the relationship between exactly how the pasuk fits to be a basis for maisim and chachma, and not just our context. Also, the Radak discusses here what makes the tree so strong, even though there's a batzores, because it's next to the water, it's next to the source. We have to connect to the source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we're going to connect to the source, then we have nothing to fear. There might be hardships, but we have nothing to fear. This issue of bitachon is discussed at length also in Parshas Vayeshev and Parshas Mikates on the last Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev, where Yosef HaTzadik asked the Sar HaMashkim, remember me, and put in a good word for me. And the problem is the Medrash says that Yosef shouldn't have done that. The Medrash says on a different pasuk, but a very similar pasuk. Ashrei hagever shesam Hashem b'vtacho zeh Yosef v'lo pane al rahavim sar hamashkim. And the question is, mineyu be? Yosef is called the one who has bitachon, but then he's called one who violated the too much hishtablus by asking the sar hamashkim, and that's why he was punished. So many different mefarshim try to figure out exactly what Yosef did wrong. On Yosef's level, it was right. It sounds like regular hishtablus for us, but on Yosef's level, it was too much, and therefore he shouldn't have done it. Others say that Yosef should have relied on Kadosh Baruch Hu and not look to create his own Durachim, right? The Rav Sternbach writes in Tan Vadas, Shesam iftacho b'sara mashkim, Shedarko tavo ha-yeshua v'lokeinu. Hashi gedu ishtablus, but not to choose exactly, where the Yeshua is going to come from. Which again, on our level, obviously, you do the best you can. You go to the right doctor, you go to this, you go to that. But on Yosef, and Yosef's level, it was a different story. But again, the relationship between Emun and Bitachon and Hishtablus is discussed in that context. We continue though now. Akova leiv mikol v'anoshu. The heart of a person is crooked and fragile. Mi yidaenu, who knows it? Only Hashem. Ani Hashem choker leiv bochin klayos. V'laseis lish kedrachav kipri ma'alalav. meaning bitachon. Hashem knows whether we're really a mamin or we're really just saying things. Rechai Shmulevitz talks about sometimes we don't even know ourselves, you know, what the roots of our actions and our ritzonos are. Right? He says, he quotes in the Maimer Samach Beis from Yisrael Salanter, Rov cheshbono shel adam motzom eino min haseichel, ela meritzonos halev. The other matzmoy no chosh pekach kol iker. We don't even realize sometimes. That's what this pasuk means. He quotes a kova leiv mikol va'anush. Who knows even a person's own heart? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. And he quotes that's from the Nesiim that didn't give the donations to the Mishkan until the end, and then they brought the special stones. But deep down, there was Atzlus, at least according to Chazal. And he discusses, maybe this was the conversation between Mordechai and Esther, when Esther doesn't want to go to Mordechai, go to Achashverosh, and Mordechai says, don't think you can escape. Meaning deep down, even subconsciously, maybe she's making these excuses because she wants to be able to escape. And Mordechai calls her out and says, That's not what you need to do. You need to go. You need to be Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. So this pasuk is quoted by many of the Bali Musar in the context of not even realizing our own ritzonos. We continue now. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Korei dagar velo yalad ose osher velo b'mishpa. A dagar, a bird, calls to other birds and to chicks. And somebody, like the mashal of somebody getting rich inappropriately, v'lobe mishpat, what's going to happen? The Mitzudas David explains, a bird tries to get some chicks to come. Eventually, when they get older, they realize that this is not their mother, and they're going to fly away. So too, if somebody gets rich inappropriately, if somebody gets any assets, right, Russia v'tovlo, it's not going to stay there forever. B'chatzi yamav yazvenu uva'achri so yenaval. Just wait, there'll be a time when there'll be mishpat, even though one might not see it right now. Again, the Mefarshim discuss exactly, these are such powerful psukim in this perek, but the connection between all of them, the Malbim, the Barbanel, discuss the flow. We're focusing on some of the psukim themselves. The next pasuk Yud Beis. Kisei, Kavod, Marom, Erishon, Makom, Mikdashenu. Hashem's Kisei is Marom. Again, the Pashas could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that understands. There's going to be a time when they're going to get punished, and there's going to be a time because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above. Marom may be shown, Makom Mikdashenu, right? The Makom HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, his Kisei is uplifted. The Radak explains, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up in Shemayim, but the fact that there's a Beis HaMikdash and the fact that there's Hashras HaShechina shows that he's also involved in this world. Right? You think he's up, but he's not Mashkiach. That's what all of these sukkah are talking about, right? There's a Baal Bitachon, and he has to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and even if it takes a long time, eventually the assets that came to someone illegally and the goodness that came to the Russia are going to be taken away because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in this world. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalet, and also Nedarim quotes this pasuk to prove one of the seven items that were created before the world was created was the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's this pasuk right here. Nun Dalet Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes, right, these seven items that were created, tshuva and Torah, and Gan Eden and Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, Shmo Shel Mashiach. So Beis HaMikdash, the podcast quote is right here, May Rishon, right, it's Marom May Rishon, it was even before the world was created. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Rabbi Akiva made this pasuk famous. And the last Mishnah Maseches Yoma. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is the mikvah to Yisrael. Kol ozvecha yevoshu. If you leave this, if you leave Hashem, you will be embarrassed and you'll be cut off. Visurei ba'aretz yikasevu. Those who surai, those who turn away from Hashem, ba'aretz, they'll be stuck in the ground. They'll be buried and they won't be connected to Hashem. Ki azu makor mayim chayim es Hashem. Right, that's connecting. Continuing the mikvah mashal, the Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Tzav, that just like a mikvah, you could do hashaka, connect it to the water source, and then all the water becomes tahar. So too, Am Yisrael, you connect to the source, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we could become tahar that way. Of course, mikvah Yisrael is a reference to Yom Kippur as well, the context where Rabbi Akiva used it, and there's a lot that has been written about that. And finally, we have the pasuk we say every day, at least based on it in the Amida. Rafaeni Hashem ben Rafa, please heal us. Again, if you say it's a Hemshech L'Psukim, Hashem, give us bitachon, allow the Jews to have bitachon. It's Refuas HaNefesh. Rafaeni Hashem ben Rafa, but it's in the singular. In Tefillah, we make it a plural, because we want to get the Koach HaTzibur. But Yirmiyahu said it singular. Hoshieni v'ivashaya kiti lasi ata. Right, save me. That's the end of the Haftarah that we read for Bechukosai, right, from the last parak until this parak. But Yirmiyahu asked for refuah. Again, Rav Pinkus points out in his commentary on Tefillah that it's the first bracha that is Shmoneh Esrei in the Amidah, where we say Hashem, Refa'enu Hashem. Right away we say Hashem. Right, Re'enu Va'anyenu V'rivu Rivenu Slach Lo Anavinu Kichatanu. We always say Hashem here because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Yudkei Vavkei. He makes the rules. Right, there's something called Teva and Refuah and Choli. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Me'ala Teva. He could be Borei Refuos. He could create. And that's why we dafka say Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, Hayahova V'yia. Dafka in the Bracha of Refuah, we start talking about Hashem in the realm of Yudkei Vavkei to be able to bring the Yeshuos. Hine, Vaiter. Hema Om Rimeloi. And now Yirmiyahu says, they're saying to me, Ayei Devar Hashem Yavona. Right? All the people that are around me, they're saying, oh yeah, all these Nevuas that are happening, that you say are going to happen. Yeah, let them come. We don't believe you. Va'ani lo atzdi me'ruach arecha, Hashem, I never ran to you. V'yom anush lo esavesi atoyadata. Moses fasai nochach panecha. I've always been connected to you. Al tiyeli l'mechita, don't make me fall. Right? Yirmiyahu has the balance of he wants the nevuas to come true to show that he's not a Navi Sheker, the Zadachil Hashem, even though he has a great love for Am Yisrael. So he has this balance of punish them, but don't punish me. And don't punish the remnants of Klal Yisrael. Yevoshu Rod 5, Ya'al Yevoshu Ani. Embarrass them, don't embarrass me. Again, not for his own personal covet, but because he's the Navi Hashem. Yechatu Hema, Va'al Echata. Ani Havi Aleim Yom Re'ah. U'mishne Shibaron Shavram. I'll bring upon them a day of evil tidings. But Mishne Shibaron Shavram, and they'll break. Mishne is the Lashon of double. The Gemara Chagiga, Daf Tesvav, says that every person could get has a chelik in Gan Eden and a chelik in Gehenim. And if we're Zocha, we get our friend's chelik in Gehenim. And if we're not Zocha, we get our friend's chelik. But there's always a double. Right? The Rav Chaim Yiv Lashon says that's din v'cheshbon. Din, what we did, and cheshbon, how we influenced others around us. But that's also the Gemara Chagiga, Darshan's from here, the double. Good. The rest of the parak, we have one last topic where Yirmiyahu is told by Hashem, go tell them to start keeping Shabbos. And not only Shabbos in general, but specifically the Malacha of Hotza'ah is mentioned. Ko'amar Hashem Eli, Hashem said to me. The Malvim says, there's another chance, there's one more chance. Halof Yamadta Bishar B'nei Ha'amashe Yavobu Machiyudu, go stand at the gates and tell them, Ko'amar Hashem, Hishamru B'nafsho Seichem, Val Tisu Masav Yama Shabbos, don't carry bundles. Right, stand at the gate, because that's where they go out to carry the bundles. Va'avesem Bishari Yerushalayim. V'lo Totziu Masami Batechem Yama Shabbos. V'chom Malacha Lo Sasu. As if there's a parallel between Hotza'ah and Malacha Shabbos. V'kidash Tevas Yom HaShabbos, Shesh Tzvitzi HaSav Oseichem. Be Mekadish the Shabbos. Sanctify it. V'lo Shamu, V'lo Hitu HaAznam. They didn't listen. V'yakshu HaSarpam. They don't listen to me. V'ayach Avdalanim. Shemua Tishmu Eli. If you just listen, not to carry, and to keep the Shabbos. Ubo B'shari Yerazos, Melachim B'sarim. It can be great. Right? Meaning, up until the end, you keep Shabbos. Shabbos can be a defining mitzvah for Am Yisrael. We know it's called an os. We know that's the definition. We've discussed many times in the past how Shabbos is defining. And Kol HaShomer Shabbos is kilu kiyem kol HaTorah kula. If somebody violates Shabbos, it's like they're a mumar l'chol HaTorah kula. But from all of these psukim, the emphasis is keep Shabbos. And if you do that, everybody's going to come back and there's going to be kibbutz galios. And if you don't keep Shabbos, there's going to be a fire, and it will never go out. So again, the last 8 psukim here or so in the parag are all about Shabbos. Why dafka Shabbos? So there's some obvious points. As we just said, Shabbos is defining. Shabbos is a key element. But why dafka Hotza'ah? Why is that focused on out of all the malachas? So 2 points. Number one, we know from the Tosfos in Shabbos, from the first daf in Masechta Shabbos and elsewhere, Hotza'ah is what's called by Chazal a malacha gerua. It is a inferior malacha. All other malachas construct and produce and accomplish something. Hotza'ah does nothing from place A to place B. It's the same thing. You just move something. So it's called a malacha gerua, and that's why you need a separate source for Hotza'ah in the Torah. So maybe because it was a malacha gerua, it was so rampant that people didn't take it seriously. So maybe that's one reason why it's mentioned here. But the other pshat, Rav Hirsch in Parshas Vayakel, develops the following thought that most because of this dafka also doesn't accomplish anything. It's too symbolic. Ideas. By not doing all the other malachas, I'm showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all constructive activity. Hotza'ah is about social. It's about interpersonal. It's about interconnection between people. It's about the hashgacha, Hashem's involvement in life. So it's a parallel between the other 38 malachas, which shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by not working on Shabbos. It shows that I believe that Hashem is the borei, and Hotza'ah, I believe that Hashem is the manhig. And that's why Dafka Shabbos, it's a parallel who saw all the other ones. That's why Yirmiyo gives this Musar. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, a lot of topics we discussed in this parak. We spoke about Shabbos. We spoke about Bitachon. We had Rafeinu Hashem Ve'erafe. We spoke about the Mahus of a Jew always being good, and they were trying to change it. Again, a lot of topics discussed here in Yirmiyo in Perek Yud Zayin.